This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So how fun today's Finishing Well show with certified financial planner Hans Scheil is Medicare prayer. And so we're just going to fire right out of the beginning with this prayer that, you know, Hans and I put together that we hope you'll pray along with us, as we can clearly see that in order to get this or any other financial decision right, we can only do that with the help of God. So, Jesus, Father, we thank you so much for this season of life called Medicare that we're now entering into, and we pray that it would bring us into a more intimate relationship with you as we navigate what are some new decisions and things that require your wisdom. Lord, we ask for your wisdom in making these decisions through, you know, part A and part D and those things that seem like alphabet soup to us. Lord, we ask that you would send godly people, advisors into our lives to help us to make better decisions. And Lord, to honor you with our resources, but also to, you know, care for our loved ones who are going to be going through these things with us as our health declines, that they too wouldn't feel stress as part of the way that you give us wisdom in this time. We're counting on you for all that, and we ask this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. So Hans, along those lines, you know, it'd be really good to get God's wisdom when it comes to this part A, part B, part C. You know, what all is involved in that? And you know, we've talked a bunch of times, actually, about Part A and Part B and, you know, Medicare supplements. But Part C, I don't know that we've ever really done a deep dive.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do today. I just want to state that part of the problem here that's created by us people in the industry that deliver these Medicare products or solutions to the customers is this stuff just comes at consumers. I mean, when you're 64 and a half, have you noticed how much mail you've gotten over the last?
Yeah, I have. I've gotten it. Lots of mails. A lot of people would like to provide me with some Medicare help.
Have you gotten phone calls?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Who are they from?
United Healthcare, Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know, they're...
Are there people wanting to come over to your house?
They never got that far because I usually answer with, I got it all taken care of. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah. Well, and they're going to be showing up on your doorstep. Have you prepared Tammy for that?
No, I actually haven't. But they are?
Absolutely. There's going to be a few people between now and October 1st that are going to show up. In fact, it's most likely in this period forward. So anyhow, we kind of got off on that track, but, you know, as you can see, I've been offering Medicare supplements, I could say selling Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage plans for, it was 44 years this month. So I've been around the industry for a while. What I'm just going to say is this stuff comes at you when you're turning 65 like you are right now. And people many times are just, you know, I've noticed you getting just kind of like you're, kind of sit back and say, yeah, I've said no thank you, I'm all taken care of. People tend to not be real happy about that, okay?
Yeah, solicitation is, you know, for salesmen especially, I don't know, it's funny that we would be offended by it after all that we've done all over the years, but it's kind of how you feel.
So that it's coming at you. And then you have not really, you have the benefit of the show and the education, but a lot of people don't. And it's just there and it just starts. I mean, they know in the back of their mind that Medicare is coming up. They got to do something.
Well, what's funny to me about that very thing, and I'm really grateful for the prayer itself, because as I think about it, if I did not know you 2 years ago or this, and I had not done this, I would have been dreading Medicare. I would have been dreading having to do these decisions. It really would have been like, oh, you know, this is a tough season coming up. I don't want to think about the fact that I'm going on Medicare, what it means, and all those ramifications. But as a result of doing the show, I was pumped up, man. Like on the 1st of July, I went right to, you know, socialsecurity.gov, and I was actually excited, like, oh, this is going to be really good for my family. This is going to be really good for my healthcare. And I think about the way that, you know, based on your book and your involvement in my life completely changed the season from being something that I was dreading, actually, to something that I was excited about.
Okay, so this stuff's coming at you. You know, most people haven't had the benefit of the show. They're a bit put off by it. They know they kind of need to talk to somebody. And so they kind of put it aside. They put it all in a stack. Have you thrown that stuff away or have you saved it?
No, I threw it away.
You threw it away. But most people save it.
Really?
Just because they really feel like they got to read that. And it all says the same stuff. And some of those things are big packets.
Oh, man.
The ones from the Medicare Advantage companies are whole big 8.5 by 11 envelopes, and they're stuffed with, they got books and manuals.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so people are never going to read that. So where I'm going is people generally have a lack of understanding about how the whole program works, Medicare, what they need to do about it, what they need to sign up for it. And there's a whole bunch of choices embedded in here. And I would suppose that if people don't do things in the right order and they don't get in the right attitude getting ready for this, they're going to end up making some poor choices, choices that they're going to come to regret later as they begin to understand it. That's why we need a prayer and we need God's help to lead us in the right direction. So if he's led you here today, we're going to try to raise and we're going to raise your level of understanding about Medicare. So Medicare has four parts to it. It has Part A, which is your hospital coverage and skilled nursing. Part B, which is your doctor and outpatient, everything besides the hospital, essentially, medically, which is where a lot of your bill tends to be. And for many years, that's all there was Part A and Part B and what they call Original Medicare. Well, along about 2005, the Bush administration wanted to outsource Medicare. Okay, they wanted to experiment with that, which is, can't a private contractor do a better job of delivering Medicare than we do inside of the government? So that's when a Medicare Advantage Part C was born. And Part D. Part D is the drug plan. And that's really what the Bush administration promised that in the 2004 election. They promised drugs for the seniors because you didn't have drugs before that. So you want to get angry about Part D, there was nothing before that. And people were very quickly complaining about Part D and the donut hole and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just giving you a little history here. You got A, B, C, and D. If you're on Medicare, you got to have A and you got to have B. And even if you're going to go for C, you got to have A and B first. You can't get C without having A and B first. And you don't ever have to get C. You can say, I don't want any part of this outsourcing business. I want to just stay on A and B, Original Medicare. What do I need to do from there? And what you need to do from there is you need to look into supplementing it, because Medicare with no extra coverage is a problem. And specifically, under Part B, you've got 80% coverage, and you have no cap on the 20% that is your responsibility, and that could get into the tens of thousands of dollars. So if you're going to stay on Original Medicare A and B, you need to purchase a supplement. And that's another show, another discussion. And then once you're purchasing a supplement, you need a bunch of education. You don't need to buy the first thing that comes along. or really take the whole person's shtick as one of these people you let in your house, okay?
Right.
You're not letting anybody in.
No, nobody's coming in. No.
but nonetheless, so what we're talking about today is Part C, Medicare Advantage. So what is it? Well, there's really four or five main companies that really dominate this business, the Medicare Part C Advantage plans, and they're really the outsourcers or the receiving of the outsource. That's United Healthcare, which is sponsored by AARP, Humana, which probably runs the most TV commercials, Aetna, which is now owned by CVS. I always thought the insurance company was going to buy the drugstore, but let me tell you what just happened. The drugstore bought the insurance company, one of the largest ones in the country. So it's CVS now owns Aetna, okay? And Aetna is a big provider of this. And then you got Cigna, and then you have Blue Cross. And you really, when you take those five providers, you know, you don't need to research all five of them. And most people are not even exposed to all five of them. Most people's research when they want to buy one of these Part Cs is just, it's the luck of the draw. It's whoever calls on you or gets to you, whether that's the United Healthcare person or the whoever. They're just going to explain their benefits to you. So what I want to let you know is in most zip codes across this country, there's a choice. And most of these plans, all five of them are available in most of the United States. So, and certainly a lot in most of North Carolina. So just know this is when you're getting talked into one of these things or you're getting sold, there's several other choices where you're doing the same thing, you're outsourcing it, but it's to a different plan with a different company. Now, what we do inside of Cardinal is we have availability of, I don't want to say all the Medicare Advantage plans, because some of the real small ones that we don't view as significant, we don't have them because we got to send them a certain amount of business. So we limit ourselves to the four biggest ones, and then we're experts and we can offer them. And, you know, that's three more than most people offer. Most agencies like ours just sell for one of these things. So, you know, so what is it? And we're going to be getting back after we come back to the from the break. I'm going to talk to you about, now that you've decided that you want to go this direction, now what are your choices within this?
So this show, Medicare Prayer, is going to be a podcast. So if you missed the beginning of the prayer and you want to hear that prayer or something, you can always listen to the podcast. And of course, it's brought to you by CardinalGuide.com and Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which talks about all this stuff in great detail. And both the book and the workbook are available. All you got to do is email Hans and ask for him, or get the free PDF, or, you know, however you want to get about doing that. You just go to the website, cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, and we'll be right back. But a lot more finishing well. We got to finish well on finishing well, so we'll be back in a second. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show we're talking is Medicare Prayer, which we actually prayed that prayer. We would love for you to pray it along with us. You can get it at the podcast, you know, at any time, or just go to cardinalguide.com. And all the shows are listed there, including Medicare Prayer. So meanwhile, Hans, what are some of the advantages? I mean, it's called Medicare Advantage. Why is it an advantage for some?
Well, for starters, you're going to most likely have either a zero premium or zero out-of-pocket, or you're going to have a small out-of-pocket, like $20-$30 a month, where with a Medicare supplement, an original Medicare, you're going to be paying $100 a month or more for your Medicare supplement. So right off the bat, you're going to be saving money in terms of your, you know, your monthly outlay to be on the plant. Okay. The next reason is, unlike original Medicare Part B, you're going to have a cap on your out-of-pocket. So all of these Medicare Advantage plans, they have to, the government, they have to have a maximum out-of-pocket, much like your group insurance has been up where you were working, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. So when your out-of-pocket is that much, now it becomes 100% coverage. You don't have any more out-of-pocket. And that's clearly an advantage.
Well, it's an advantage, but, you know, I think it'd be safe to say this is why I happen to choose, you know, a supplement versus, I mean, I'd rather pay $100, this is me, you know, in my circumstances, I'd rather pay $100 and whatever dollars.
$98, yeah.
You know, a month.
No, a year. Well, excuse me, I'm thinking the Part B deductible.
Right.
So your maximum out-of-pocket is $198.
Right. Because okay. I'm on Part B, and so I don't have a maximum out-of-pocket of $7,000. And that, right. And so there's the kind of the trade-out right coming out of the chute. So if you go on with a Medicare supplement, you don't have this exposure of this tremendous amount of money that you would have on a Medicare.
$7,000.
Right.
I mean, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, some
that's
of them.
That's a tremendous amount
but
of money
but it's a number. And if you're looking at a Medicare Advantage plan and you're considering one of these, you want to know what that number is. And if you're looking at it with us, we'll tell you. Okay. Now, what the government's doing is they're comparing the Medicare C Advantage plans to just original Medicare Part A and Part B with no supplement. That's how the government, they don't even look at the fact that people have supplements. So they're saying this Medicare Advantage Part C is better than original Medicare because you got a cap of $7,000 and you got no cap on your other deal, on your original Medicare. So it just, a lot of this, is there's a reason why this is confusing, folks. And it just, there's a reason why we need God's help. And I need his influence to try to explain this to you in somewhat of a way that you can walk away from this and you really know what you have. Because it's just confusing. So we're on Medicare Part C, we're on the advantages. The advantage is going to be that you're not going to have a premium or you're going to have a very small premium. Then secondly, you've got a coverage limit or a maximum out-of-pocket. The next thing is most of these come with some dental and some vision and some hearing possibly. They come with a number of wellness benefits,
which is
like silver sneakers, oh, that kind
silver.
Of thing.
I thought they were gold.
They're silver. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that, golden sneakers. I mean, some of them eliminated silver sneakers, and then, you know, they had us on a webinar, and so I was really, is she really saying that? I mean, they're going to mail you a little packet of things that you can call up this 800 number, and you can do this in your living room. You can talk to a lady. It's almost like Twister is what, you know, what I'd imagine. And, you know, that's a wellness benefit, but there's a lot of silver sneakers, benefits like that, which some of them are really good. I've seen some of these where they have rides to doctor's appointments. I mean, so they can add on and be fairly extreme. That's not real common, but they can add on a number of things to make these attractive. And then, of course, what goes without saying is you get a Part D drug plan included in most of these. It's just, I mean, it just comes with it. So that has an upside and a downside. The upside is that you don't have to pay anything for it. The downside is you don't get to pick it. You just get whatever drug plan they're putting you on, okay? So, but overall, for the right people, this is fine. And what I also want to point out, and this just adds another layer of confusion, there's such thing as a supplementary plan. It's not a Medicare supplement, so I probably shouldn't even use the word supplement, but that's what it is it's an extra insurance policy that's going to fill in the gaps of your Medicare Advantage plan.
Really?
And that's not going to be as expensive as a Medicare supplement. It's going to be $40-$50 a month, and it's going to give you some indemnity benefits when you go in the hospital or you go to the doctor.
Well, when you talk about that Part D, one thing of the things I learned in my recent adventure into Medicare is that, like, wow, if you don't sign up for Part D when you sign up for Medicare, down the road they start charging you a fine. I mean,
It's called a penalty, and the penalty grows for every month that you didn't have it when you should have had it. Okay? We really
from their perspective, I should have had it. But
yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to start for you 3 months after October 1st. So they give you this little grace period, or maybe it's 2 months, but it's, you know, there's just a date. It's either like December 1st or January 1st, and they're going to count every month. And you could go years without one. I just wrote a lady a policy. She'd never had a supplement for 5 years. She's 70 years old. And buying it for the first time, it was the lady I told you about. And she bought that, and then she has to wait until open enrollment, which starts in October, and then it won't go in effect till January 1st to buy her Part D plan. Of course, that doesn't bother her because she didn't want one anyhow until I just told her, you need to get this. And then when I told her she's going to have to pay a penalty, and then I couldn't tell her how much that is. Medicare is going to – I could have sat down and guessed at it. But, look, I only want this – so bad. I mean, she's got to want it a little bit. So I'm just telling her that, you know, she needs to do it now, because if she waits another couple of years, what if she got cancer? And then in the middle of the year, and then they get some really expensive cancer drug. Some of those can be, you know, $500 a month, $1,000 a month.
Oh, yeah, more than that.
She's got no Part D plan. And then she has to wait, you know, like 6 months like she does now before she can get it in effect. And then she's going to be paying the penalty for 7 years or however many years. So, you know, you bring up a great point. You need to get enrolled in a Part D plan when you turn 65, or you need to have Part D type coverage from a group company or something, and you need to be able to prove that to them when you later enroll.
But getting to the actual advantages, because I think, you know, in the case of my mother-in-law, you know, she turned an 80 almost, you know, here shortly, and her Medicare supplement just kept going, you know, boom, 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 boom. And the next thing you know, when that starts to get like $400 or $500, all of a sudden, if you're financially unable, Medicare Advantage looks like the deal.
Sure, sure. And so there's no underwriting with Medicare Advantage. So when it comes open enrollment time, you could make this change into this, and you can say bye-bye to that $400 or $500 a month. You could consider one of these supplements to your Medicare Advantage, which maybe at 80 might be $75 a month, but it might be something she wants to look at. Could get her out of a tough situation. It's more like budgeting for a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 expense, and so much a month at a time. I don't want to present these like they're bad, but you know, that's kind of it on the advantages. We've listed them, and the disadvantages are that you got to go to their doctors and their hospitals. So you got a network. And with Medicare, you don't have that. Your network is anybody that takes Medicare in the United States, which is most doctors. So you know, when you buy a Humana plan, you're limited to Humana's network and Humana's hospitals. And if you buy a PPO from Humana, then you can go out of network and you just pay a penalty for that. So you got to pay more out of pocket. But if you buy an HMO, and whether you buy that from Humana or United Healthcare, they all sell HMOs, is with an HMO, you can't even go out of network. I mean, it's just those are your doctors and your hospitals. So, you know, these things don't travel well. So people that spend part of the year in Florida, or people that go on long vacations around the country, probably not.
So just for people like me who have no clue, what is PPO and HMO?
Preferred Provider Organization. That's a PPO. And that just means they prefer you to go to this doctor, and the way they show you they prefer you is they pay more of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. An HMO is a health maintenance organization. And that means that
this is your
company. This is it. These are your people that are going to care for you, and that's it.
And so I'm a I'm assuming, but just want to make sure. So if I was going to buy, say, from Blue Cross Blue Shield, a PPO, it would probably be more expensive than their HMO.
Probably right.
Okay.
Or another way to put it, instead of being more expensive, the HMO might offer richer benefits, okay, because the premium might be zero on both of them. Amount per day in the
but
hospital.
But obviously a question we need to ask, is this a PPO, is this an HMO,
oh, yeah.
And who are these doctors? And, yeah. And if you're not in a city, if you're out in the country, these things make a difference, right?
Oh, huge. And the thing, which really, I want to go back to the way I've set up my business, which is to offer four of these big companies, you know, all over the United States and doing it by phone so that at the very least we can sit down and first decide, oh, you want to go this route. And then if you want to go this route, which one of these four companies do you want to buy the plan from? And then within each of the companies, many of them have HMOs and PPOs. And I don't really like selling the HMOs because just sure as the world, somebody, you know, just is going to need to go to some doctor somewhere out of there or some hospital. And I just, they have a provision for emergencies, but it's just, I'm not real thrilled with those.
So you can see we're out of time. We barely touched it. That's why we need prayer for Medicare. And that's what the show was today. Again, all these resources, Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for Living in Retirement, it's at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after cardinal.com. All the episodes, we've done a lot of shows on Medicare, and God wants to guide us through these. So fun show today, Hans. Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.